We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Somebody bring me a little water, please. Sim, if you available. Somebody, please. Donkey of the day. For Wednesday, March 8th, goes to Miguel Rodriguez Albizu from the great state of Florida. Now, what does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. See, Miguel Rodriguez Albizu hates love. All right, he despises love. He does, Portia.
Dang.
He does not like seeing people happy, okay? This Miguel is not the type to adorn you. All right, he is absolutely, positively what one would call the fun police. And a person who is a proud member of the fun police should not own any event venues. Thank you, sir. Especially reception halls. Everyone in this room, okay, is married. All right, Envy's married. Portia's married. Mm-hmm. I'm married. How important is the reception venue, Portia?
When you having a wedding? It's everything.
When else would you have a reception, Portia?
After your death.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, when you die.
I thought that was the repass.
Not what, and it's at a reception hall.
Okay, let's stay focused, though. How important is the reception after a wedding?
It's very important. Mm-hmm. Mine was very important. I had two. I had two. I was at St. Regis and at Four Seasons.
Okay,
and
Jesus.
Yeah, we went in, and it was everything. But if I knew that the owner was bringing that energy of not having love, didn't love, mm-hmm, I probably wouldn't have had it there.
Envy, how important is the reception venue to you?
Oh, super duper important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we get down.
The reception sometimes is more important than the actual wedding because there's people you didn't invite to the wedding that you may invite to the reception. The reception is
absolutely
when you,
not.
Really?
No, because that's where the alcohol getting served and the food. That's where the money is and the seats.
I definitely have more people in my reception than the wedding.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Damn.
But because the reception is where you dance and you drink and you eat, it's the actual celebration of the wedding. And I'm sure there's plenty of people who wished they skipped the ceremony and jumped right to the reception. Right? Let's get to the celebration, baby.
Yeah.
I still got to say I do. You kiss the bride.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
In front of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the covenant.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
well,
I promise.
Well, Miguel is the owner of a reception venue called CeeLo Farms and Southwest Ranches. And in typical fun killer fashion, he decided that he didn't want anyone in his reception venue. But the problem is, this is probably a conclusion you should come to before people actually arrive to the venue for the reception. Let's go to ABC 10 News to hear what happened, please.
This is a mess. Off the top tonight, we begin with a wedding day shocker caught on camera. A couple's special day taking a very dangerous turn when an uninvited guest there shows up with a gun. DJ tells us that man claimed to be the owner of the venue.
And he was apparently trying to shut down the reception early. Instead, he ended up in handcuffs.
The man in this yellow shirt is waving a gun at a newly married couple during their wedding reception at CeeLo Farms in Southwest Ranches. Wedding guests became frantic as the man yells for everyone to get out as he waves a gun around.
And I look up and there's a gun pointed at me. So at this point, I don't know what to think and I don't know what he's going to do.
Jonathan Campo, the DJ and cousin of the bride, says this began when a owner of the venue tried kicking everyone out before the last song was over. According to jail records, the gun-wielding man is Miguel Albizu. Albizu is facing 9 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
That would have made great TV, right, Portia?
Oh, yeah, and he definitely would have had to shoot a couple of black folks, especially if it was an electric slide. Like, we're not going to stop. You're going to have to shoot me off the dance floor, because that's the main part of the reception.
Right. Especially if I pay for it.
Exactly.
I ain't leaving till my time is up.
Baby, that's it.
Who you think would have did something like that at your reception, Portia?
What, a gun?
Yeah.
The person that comes to your reception with a gun was sleeping with the husband or the wife, period. Ain't nobody just coming in there with a gun. And this story really escalated quickly. You buried the lead on that. Like, damn. He came to shoot the people out of there? Can we get the name of this place?
It's called CeeLo Farms and Southwest Ranches. Listen, in life, we make choices. And getting married in Florida is a choice. Okay? And those choices come with consequences. All right, this right here is a consequence of getting married in Florida. Everything could go good, but then again, everything can end with you getting chased out your own reception at gunpoint. Now, it's very important to note that the bride rented the venue until 11:30 p.m., and this nut-ass pulled his pistol out and ordered the event to be shut down by around 10:50. So he's already in breach of contract. Easy lawsuit, easy win. Not to mention, as you heard in the news report, he's been charged with 9 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. That has to be a typo. Without intent to kill?
It's gotta be.
Yes, because anytime you pull a pistol out and point it at people, we should believe your intent is to kill. Even if that wasn't your intent, because what other intent is there?
Yeah, right? Why you got it out?
Exactly.
I'm sure they said maybe scare people, put it pointing in the air.
Yeah, but guns are weapons of mass destruction. He was actually pointing the gun at people.
Yeah, he could have hit somebody on the head with it.
Absolutely. Now, this is the type of reaction, as Portia said, I expect from someone who is at a wedding and decides to answer the call when the pastor says, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Amen.
You know, Miguel was indeed holding his peace. But, you know, what were you against in this moment, Miguel? Damn. If you wanted them to leave, you couldn't wait until 11:30. It was 10:50. All right. When you decided to potentially turn a reception into a repass, what was the rush? It was about to be over.
This is why you got to have security. Like,
yes.
I had
at your
so
wedding?
Much. What? I had so much security in my wedding. Like, no, I was not playing around at all.
Did you invite everybody, or even your nemesis on the show and all that?
Well, one nemesis I didn't. But, yeah, I invited a lot
of
people.
Who didn't you invite?
They're not necessarily my nemesis at this particular moment.
But back then they were.
Back then they were. I mean, I didn't necessarily extend an invite because, okay, let me tell you something. We were talking about how important is the reception. Well, the ceremony is very important.
Yes.
My husband and I wanted to make sure that whoever was in that room, whoever we made eye contact with, that those were going to be our village people.
Okay,
true. So I didn't want anybody there, whether I, you know, if I hadn't talked to you in a year, then you're not going to come. And that included some family members too. So no Kenya, there was no Sheree. Even though I like these girls, both of them are cool with me. It's just I didn't have it.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't have it. Nene was there. Kim was there. Candy was there. Full support. So, yeah, you know, just people who I'm connected to.
Makes sense.
Well, Miguel was not a village person.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so please give Miguel Rodriguez Albizu the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Yeah, he did. Oh,
now you are the donkey of the day.
That's crazy. Portia thought Kenya would shoot up her reception. That's wild.
That's crazy.
did not say that.
Yes, you did.
We're not going viral.
Who
okay?
said that? All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines.
Speaking of marriage.
City girls up or what?
Speaking of marriage.
Let me see city girls joints.
You know I love me a city girl. It is International Women's Day. You know I love me some JT and Young Miami. Okay?
Can we play something?
We got questions.
Turn up a little bit. There we go. Now, what's the question you got?
What that headline say, Portia?
All right, so the headline says, Young Miami explains, Young Sim said it again, I drank this coffee.
You said Young Miami. Young Miami.
This coffee got my lips moving faster than my tongue. Young Miami explains why she doesn't want to get married despite Diddy wedding him. Wedding hint.
We have that audio?
No, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married because I feel like men are not faithful. And if I can marry, that means I'm giving my life away to you. So that means, like, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. And if I take everything personal, that's for one. So if I'm with you and you step out on me and you, you know, like, I'm never going to forgive you. I'm not going to forgive you. I would never forget. And I just feel like if my husband cheat on me, I'm going to kill him.
Damn it.
Like, I'm going to bury you. For real. Because, like, now you embarrass me. I'm hurt. I'm never going to get over it. And, like, now I can never look at you the same. So,
now, everything Young Miami is saying is valid except for the killing
the
part.
The killing part, yeah. The killing
you know
part.
What I'm saying?
Wait, why is that the most valid thing she said?
Jesus.
What?
You don't have to kill them just because they cheated.
It's I think she means figuratively.
Okay.
But F around and find out though. Like, don't do that. don't cheat on your wife. Like, I'm gonna need you to be for real when you step across that.
Well, when she says never forget, it made me think, right?
But
what if the person you allegedly want to marry are all of these people that could potentially marry you, never forget your city girl ways? Because her city girl ways have been broadcasted for everyone to see.
Like what?
Right?
What part?
I mean, it's one thing in the music, you know.
I'll take your man.
You know what I mean? You're material girl. You're mm-hmm. doing things for the money, blah, blah, blah. But the peed on.
Okay, you're really hung up on that.
Now, I played Portia the whole clip. Portia never heard the clip.
Right.
Can we play that clip?
You got the clip? The whole clip?
Yeah, it say take a shot if you like golden showers. I do.
Are you everywhere? You like it?
I just like you.
You do? Freak of the week. I'm going to be honest. I've never had a golden shower. I've given one. Oh, is that the same thing as
they say that. I don't know. But I don't had a golden shower and I like
it. I'm all about trying new things.
It's fun. Yeah? Like, you know, when you're drunk and you just...
And they just f*** all over your body?
You just, like, you know, f*** your butt.
And then y'all still have sex after?
It just depends. Like, you can f*** me in the shower. You can f*** me, like, once you call me. Like, it just depends.
I'm glad we got Big P here this morning. Woo! Big P is here.
So what you thought?
How difficult is it for a city girl to get married if folks have a perception of you because of stuff like that? Big P
is in Portia. Let's be very clear.
P is in Portia.
We're talking about PP. So let's just clear that on up first, okay?
Hold on. Let's do this when we come back. 800-585-1051. What is the question?
How difficult is it for a city girl to get married when you know things like this about them?
So erase the Carfax.
You don't have to erase it. Some people might accept it. I just want to know how difficult would it be for someone to marry a city girl. That's
okay.
All I want.
We'll talk about it when we come back. P's gonna be talking about P, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. And happy International Women's Day. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, Lord. Who run the
world? We're celebrating all the ladies.
We run this mother.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.